let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's called a beautifully written, easy-to-read story about the power of love, forgiveness, and redemption. One review saying if you want to read a love story, this is the book for you. The book, the autobiographical account, The Day We Became Me by Dr. Sal J. Pelicano, a real-life story and fairy tale full of dramatic events, love, forgiveness, Sal's tribute to his true love, Betty, his story before, during, and after her in his life. Dr. Sal Pelicano, author of The Day We Became Me, our guest on the program, along with his wife, Karen Pelicano, and they join us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you both with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
This is such a moving, inspiring story. And the first thing that you're talking about this with people, and they go, that's a really fascinating title, The Day We Became Me. Dr. Sal, how did that name come about? How did the title develop?
Well, Betty was in the hospital in the final stages of her life. I thought she was asleep. The doctor came in to give me a rundown of what he learned. And after he left, Betty apparently heard his voice and asked if it was, in fact, the doctor. I said yes, and of course, the next questions were the ones I dreaded. She asked, what did he say? And I told her it was bad. She said, how bad? And I said, as bad as it gets. She asked me, how much time did he think she had? I said, the doctor told me it was a matter of days. It was very difficult. Then she asked, so what are you going to do with me? And I said, what do you mean? She said, are you going to have me buried or are you going to have me cremated? We had talked about that, and we had kind of agreed that she would be cremated. And after some time, again discussing it, she said, okay, you'll have me cremated. After the conversation had ended, and probably an hour so later, going over it in my mind, I realized that what she said was, what are you going to do with me? Throughout our marriage, it was always, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? But that morning, that Sunday morning, she said, what are you going to do with me? In other words, it was a termination. She was done. She accepted that. It was extremely difficult to realize I was the one who was going to make decisions from here on out. It scared me because Betty and I had always done everything together.
And I am sure that this story unfolds in the book, The Day We Became Me. Dr. Sal J. Pelicano is our guest on the program. The book is available, of course, at Amazon. You can link onto our website and get information on the book. This love affair began sophomore in high school. Talk about that, because in the book, it's sort of like you knew at that time this was going to be your soulmate.
Yes, I had failed a class, social studies, and I remember going into class. I was supposed to be a junior, and yet I was a sophomore. And I walked in thinking I was tough and cool and with all these kids. And as I looked around the room, my eye caught Betty, and I just couldn't stop staring. And from then on, from the sophomore in high school on up, until we were married and until she died, she was my soulmate.
Let's take a few minutes and go back to where this all began for you, and a little bit of your background. Your parents, immigrants from Sicily, Italy, and you took up a trade, the family trade, didn't you? You thought this was going to be your life forever, working in the bakery.
Yes, I did. Baking was what I thought I would do from my vocation in life. As it turned out, my father had other ideas, and I had fallen in love with, of all things, motorcycles. When I left the bakery, I opened up a cycle shop called the Cycle Center in a little tiny town, Clayton, New Jersey, and business was good for many years. I raced motorcycles. I dealt with some pretty mean people, and consequently, I became pretty mean. But fortunately, Betty was there, and she grounded me. And my love for her just kind of kept me grounded in the way I should be. But with other people, that wasn't the case.
And you can read the full story, which is just a fascinating story, in the book, The Day We Became Me, Dr. Sal J. Pelicano, our guest on the program. Again, the book's available at Amazon. Information on Dr. Sal and the book, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting, and you mentioned studies and difficulties in school, because it's amazing how you turned your life around. And part of this process, your rock during this whole process, was your wife, Betty. Talk about that, because you ended up, she shared her religion with you, and you realized that God did have a plan for you. It wasn't something you were following at that time.
Well, I recall Betty trying to talk to me about God. And again, I was dealing with the gangs, the warlocks, the pagans, Wheels of Soul in New Jersey, and I was kind of mean. And I remember one day she asked me about my relationship with God, and I had said to her, I was nasty, like I said. I said, Betty, I want you to get in front of your church and look at the people. Just take a good look, scan them all. They're either very old, very young, very sick, or very ugly. Just leave me the hell alone with your religion and your God. And that went on for quite a few years. And finally, one day, I realized that I wanted.
Yeah, it was a difficult time. I'm sure that what you went through and the memories that come back that you share with all of us the day we became me. But that was... those were tough times as you were trying to establish who you were as a person and where you were going to go with your life.
That's true. I wanted desperately to be happy. I had plenty of money. I made a great living. I had bought 3 Lincolns in 1 year. I had a motorcycle that was in the centerfold of Touring Bike magazine. It was 24 karat gold. It was a beautiful bike. Everything I wanted, I had, except happiness. That's what I wanted more. And Betty showed me how to get that.
And you say, but we've touched on the early life just to establish who you are, the foundation of who Dr. Sal J. Pelicano is, that you could have written more in the book about it, but you chose not to, because those early days make you unhappy. What makes you happy is that relationship that you had with Betty. Talk about how this whole evolved, where you found out what God had intended for you, and you go back to school, and you point out that was not real easy for you. School was never something that came natural. You had the family, but you went back to school, ended up pursuing your education, and finding what your mission is in life.
Well, that's true. School was very difficult for me. I went back to school, a little tiny school in the panhandle of Florida, Baptist College. And before I could begin college, I had to take all kinds of remedial work to catch up. I didn't start college until I was 38 years old. So it had been many years since I'd been in high school. I managed. I passed with good grades. Betty worked very hard to put me through school. I also had 3 jobs to maintain my school and the expense of it. And I had folks that were helping us as well.
With us on the program is Dr. Sal J. Pelicano, author of the book, The Day We Became Me. Karen Pelicano, his wife, is there now. Betty had died, as we talked about, in 2004. Karen, how did you meet Dr. Sal?
Through his secretary. She and I had been friends and had gone with one another for years. Our children had played together. And because he's a counselor, and I had just lost my husband of 28 years, she suggested that we talk to him. And I was not having it. I was like, nope, no, I haven't dated anyone in 30 years, don't want to don't want to date. So that went on for a little while, and apparently she was talking to him during the day, and he was filling her ear. I was talking to her at night, and she was probably tired of us. One day she said, why don't you just talk to him? Can't you just have a friend? He's going through the same thing you are. And I said, very well, he can call, but make it understood that I do not want a date. And so we began to talk about one day a week on the phone. We would talk about just little stuff, eating, sleeping, how are your kids doing now? Are you going to church? Just things like that. And we agreed one day we'd be meeting for a cup of coffee. Well, that went on from October of that year until January, the end of January the next year. And we agreed to meet for a cup of coffee, and we've been together ever since. We didn't even know what the other one looked like.
That's interesting, the foundation of the relationship. And you've been there literally side by side with Dr. Sal in talking about the book, The Day We Became Me. What impact has that story, the not only Dr. Sal's background, but the story, this relationship that he had with Betty? How has that shaped you? What's your reaction to all of this in helping him spread the story and talk about this life that he had?
Love that he had for her, the love that they had for one another, just made him the man that he is now. That's the person that I am. And I can't imagine not being with him now. I thank her from the bottom of my heart for giving me the parts of Sal that she made possible to happen with God's grace.
It's amazing because I keep mentioning foundation, but Doctor, that was the foundation of this dramatic turnaround in your life. You mentioned some of the low points in terms of your behavior and the activities, and you ended up getting the PhD, working with the Florida prison system. Talk about that, because you feel you've really found your niche in life now. This is where you're supposed to be.
Well, difficult, as much as I preach it, that God has a plan and all of those things. But when you're going through, I said, well, I'll go to a Bible college, I'll get my degree in theology, and I'll become a minister. Well, I went to college, got my degree, put applications from Maine to Florida, nothing happened. I made an agreement with a friend that if I didn't get a job and he didn't get a job, that we would go and get our master's degree at Troy State. Well, he called me one day, I guess it was two or three days before the final time that you had to apply for your master's. And he said, well, are you going or not? And I said, where are we going? He said, to Troy State. And I said, I guess I am. I don't have a job. And he said, me neither. So we went to Troy State. I finished with a degree in counseling. Still didn't have a job. Went on for my PhD. Finally, about halfway through my PhD, I got a call from the Florida penal system asking if I would like to be a chaplain. I had applied at a number of places, and I accepted the position and wound up in Central Florida as a chaplain and living in South Alabama, so it was a long ride every week to be in Sumter County to be the chaplain there and going to school. But I did it, and Betty again worked.
You know, and today you're working, you describe working with some of the meanest people in the country, in the prison system, and you're enjoying your work. Talk about that. It has to give you a great deal of satisfaction that you're there and can maybe offer some assistance in your unique way, your unique history, to help these people.
Well, I guess it's partly because my background with motorcycles and dealing with those guys.
Yes.
I realized, too, that I'm not a pastor of a small church or a church because I have a very abrasive personality, and that works well with the inmates. I take no crap from them, and I think they respect that.
I'm sure they do.
It's like I'm home working with inmates, bikers, it's almost identical. And I get along with them. I've also learned that my job is not to save them. My job is to present the truth as God would have me do it. When I first became a chaplain, I recall being so down because it seemed like all the men were so receptive and they wanted to be Christians, and it was a beautiful thing. And then the next time I'd see them, they were engaged in some terrible activity that certainly wasn't conducive to being a Christian. And I felt as though I was a failure. And again, I finally learned that my only responsibility as a minister of God is to present the truth. After that, I'm done. It's between them and God. I just tell the truth. If they like it, fine. If they don't, well, that's fine too.
You know, it's interesting. It takes a while. In your case, it took a while to find the niche that you belong in and to find why you're here and how you can best serve. And that sounds like exactly you're in the right place. You have the right attitude in going forward. A couple minutes left in the program. As people are reading the book and it's received excellent reviews, what do you hope people take away from the book? They all go back to this incredible love affair you had with Betty. Is that the message? I know this is a tribute to her, but as people are reading it, what do you hope they take away from reading the book, The Day We Became Me?
Gosh, I've never been asked that question. It's a good one. I suppose I hope that they'll learn that no matter how bad you are or think you are, if God loves you, if God wants you, he will draw you to him. Why he drew me, as the Bible says, no one comes to me unless the Father draws him. Why he wanted me, I have no idea. I am just so grateful that he did. There is hope for everyone. And I pray that people will recognize, no matter how bad they are, no matter how good they may think they are, God is a loving God and cares.
In a minute or so left in the program, Karen, I'll end up just by asking you sort of what this experience has been like for you, not just the relationship that didn't really start out to be a relationship and certainly end up the way that it has, but what this has been like and being side by side with Dr. Sal as he's spreading this message and paying this tribute to this woman. What has this experience meant to you?
I know that Sal struggled to go back to school as I did. We actually went back to school the same ages. Me becoming an RN after all those years of stay-home mom. So I know that God drew him. I felt it from the very first time that I met him. I can recall just being in church with him and knowing this was the man that I was going to marry. And I am stubborn. I was not intending to get involved or be married, and we just celebrated 13 years. And if he loved Betty one twelfth of the way he loves me and treats me, I can't imagine him being any more kind to God.
Such an inspirational story in the book, and listening to both of you, Dr. Sal Pelicano and his wife Karen Pelicano. The book is The Day We Became Me. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, the usual places where books are sold, and you can link on directly to get information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The name of the book, again, is The Day We Became Me. If you're going to Google to find information on it, it's Dr. Sal Pelicano. That's P-E-L-L-I-C-A-N-O. Dr. Sal and Karen, it's been a pleasure having you on the program to share your story with others. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Thank you.
Once again, the day we became me, Dr. Sal J. Pelicano, the author, with us on the program as well, his wife, Karen. All the information you'll find at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.